now stand by. We'll not receive any further. Al, this is Houston. The noise seems to have quieted down again. Why don't we give it another try?
Okay, Joe, would you like to copy our consumables and then you can pass up this van?
Okay.
Okay, RCS 90, 89, 90, and 89 on H2, 92, 90, 70, 02, 90, 90, and 85.
Roger, Jim, we copy all that. Let me give you a set of figures here. They agree very closely to what you've read to us. At GET 48 plus 00, the RCS total was 87, and then Quad A 86, 87, 86, 87. H2 tank 92, 92, 70. O2 tank 909285. Over.
Okay, I copied all those. As far as sleep, day figures 8 hours in two segments. Al was 8 hours for two, and I figure I got 9 hours in about three segments.
Roger, we copy that. Sounds like that's the most sleep you've had in several months. Out of curiosity, since we're coming up on this iFlash experiment, I wonder if any of you has noticed any of the flashes yet.
Yes, we've noticed them both nights, Joe.
Okay, I guess we'll talk more about that a little later on. I have a number of other things to read up to you. In whatever order you'd like, they include a fairly extensive flight plan update. Nothing profound, but it will require some certain amount of writing. And then a few miscellaneous questions, which we'd like to ask you.
Okay, I guess I can start on the flight plan bit.
Okay, Jim, and are you the recording secretary this morning?
Yes.
Okay, Jim, before we start, did you get the radiation dosimeter readings for us?
We reported them last night. Do you want them again this morning?
Apparently, we'd like them again this morning on the schedule.
Okay, stand by. Okay, Joe, I have a radiation report for you.
Go ahead.
Okay, radiation. On David, 23023. Al, 25009. And mine is 08010.
We copy those, Jim. Thank you. And normally, I guess, we'd like to have those in the post-sleep period as opposed to pre-sleep, which is when we got them yesterday. I guess it's in the checklist that way.
Okay, we'll normally do it that way.
Okay, fine. And I'm ready to start with the flight plan update when you're set up to copy up there. I'll start at about 5450.
Okay, let me get to 5450.
Fine, Jim, and we're coming up on an Omni switch. When we're on the new antenna, I'll start to read. You might want also your LEM activation checklist handy because we'll be using it later on.
Okay.